Last interview with Sam Clinton. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning, how are you?
Very well. Track work morning, and now you're with Duft going through all of these rides back at Randwick, and, well, a couple scratch, so you start with Occupy over the 2,000 there.
Yeah, he's been with really good last start. It's going, like, don't get me wrong, he got all the favours, but I think he's a progressive three-year-old, and out to 2,000 will really suit him.
Just in your interviews, it sounds like you like him a lot for the future.
I really do. I think, like, obviously what he's going to do now, he's only going to get better with time. He is still only a three-year-old, so he's definitely heading in the right direction, that's for sure.
High power in race five, Sam. Resuming here, but two of his four wins have been first up.
Yeah, his first up form's good, and he likes his dry surface as well, so he'll run a cheeky race, and they'll know he's there.
You got Fox Swift for John O'Shea in race six. You wouldn't know much about her, but I think John likes her as far as the future's concerned.
Yeah, she's drawn a bit tricky, but to my knowledge, she races off pace a bit. So I'd imagine that's what the plan would be today with the barriers. So, but her form, she's done well from racing off pace before, so I can't see why she can't run a nice race today from that barrier.
You got Pecans in race seven. Well, she's a good mare when right.
That's it. Obviously, when she's spot on, she's a nice mare. Her work's been good at home. We'll learn, obviously, more about her today and see how she goes. But I think she'll be up on pace. She'll put herself there. And she always seems to run good races when she's on speed, so...
Can you get the best out of this Guard of Honour? He's been a bit of a problem child in the past.
He's a funny one, that's for sure. He can definitely beat that field, and he can also run a nice fist too. It just depends on, you know, what horse turns up on the day and the run he gets throughout. Obviously, if he's drawn to get a perfect run, he'll be off the speed, and he'll just get, you know, he just have to get the splits on him. But if the real Guard of Honour turns up today, he'll be right there.
Geez, you're keeping busy. Obviously, Chris has got a lot of horses in work. You'd be riding a lot of work and getting to a few meetings, but things are ticking along well for you.
Yeah, things are going good. I can't honestly complain with how they're going. I think I've been back just over 2 months, and I've had, you know, a great deal of success since I've been back, and obviously look to continue that. But hard work goes with it. I work hard, but Chris pays me back in that aspect, so...
Yeah, no, it's really working well. I know you do a lot of travelling, and today being TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day, we urge people to go to the websites that are available and donate, because we're probably going to yell at the TV and yell at the radio a few times today, but you put your life on the line, and, you know, jockeys that have gone through injuries or hardship at the moment, Sam, we urge people to support this appeal today.
Yeah, that's it. It's a great appeal to support. What we do is very dangerous, and it's all worth a good cause.